Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hello. So this week I want to talk to you about acceptance and accepting what is in life. I know that I have been definitely in the past have been one to fight against the circumstances of my life and what's been going on and the events that have happened. But as I've got older and hopefully wiser, I've realised that things do happen in life, not always the things we want, not always the way we want them to happen. And in fighting those things, we actually cause resistance to where life is trying to take us. Not only do we cause resistance to the flow of life, but we actually cause ourselves pain and hurt and harm, and we actually sort of seize our life up and cause ourselves to get stuck and stagnate in place. And Byron Katie, who started something that she calls The Work and is a very wise woman, says that when we fight reality, we only lose 100% of the time. And it's so incredibly true. However we feel about the circumstances in our life, the fact that they are the way they are is the reality. Us thinking that they should be any different from the way that they are causes us pain, causes other people around us pain, causes resistance in our life, and as I've said, causes the flow of life to sort of cease and to seize. So acceptance, it's not about being defeated. It's not about giving up. Acceptance is just simply allowing that the way things are is the way that they are. And there's the most beautiful peace and harmony once you've accepted that. It doesn't mean that you don't want things to change or that you've got dreams and goals that you're still aiming towards. It simply means that you've accepted that things are the way they are. And when you've accepted something, all of those contradictory emotions, all of the fight, the heartache, the arguing against what is going on, all of that ceases to exist. And in that peace, you can start to pick your way forward. You can start to make decisions about whatever it is that's going on in your life. And you can make them from an aligned, peaceful, present space rather than a reactive, inflammatory, fearful space. Next week, I'm going to talk to you about panic and how to handle panic. And sometimes when life throws us a curveball, we can panic. And if that speaks to you, then please make sure you tune in next week or even subscribe to the channel so you don't miss it. And I'll go into detail on how to handle yourself when you get into that state. But for now, I just really want to talk about this acceptance. And sometimes when we accept reality, we might have to take a path that we didn't necessarily want to take or do something that we didn't necessarily have on our agenda to be doing. But when there's no resistance to doing those things, you can find joy in them. Joy that you might not have found at another time should you have had to do it. And I don't know, for me, as soon as I accept something and stop fighting against it, it's almost like it passes and moves through my life so much more easily. So there are a lot of benefits in acceptance. And I'm laughing because I know when I was younger, it was something I found incredibly hard. I'm somebody who, when I'm faced with a challenge, tries harder and harder and harder and harder until I'm virtually at my sort of wit's end with exhaustion. So this has been a lesson that's been tricky for me to learn. But having learned it, I can just share that there's an immense amount of peace, contentedness, and joy, actually. So that when something bubbles up in my life that was unexpected, that I didn't actually, you know, think was going to be there, or, you know, life takes a sudden twist or turn, I find that I'm much more better able to navigate it. The other thing to remember when you're thrown one of these lovely curveballs that we are in life is to remember that life is always on your side. And I think I mentioned this in last week's episode, so I'll put a link to that below as well in the show notes, that life is on your side and everything in your life is on your way and not in your way. And acceptance is part of that. And taking a different route doesn't mean that you're not headed in the right direction, because you have no idea how Source is bringing to you the things in life that you're looking for. So if you've had to accept something, or if this particular episode speaks to you and you realise a situation in your life that you've got to accept, and from that acceptance you realise that you have to make decisions or take a certain course that you hadn't planned to take, take heart and just think that maybe that particular path that you hadn't thought was the right one might be exactly the right path, however convoluted, in whatever way, because Source is absolutely unlimited. And you have no idea of the ways that it is able to bring you what you seek. And on that lovely, happy note, I shall leave you this week. If you want to have a look at my online courses or connect with me for coaching, all my contacts are below for my website and my social media, where you can find out how to get hold of me. And I will see you again next week. So much love from me to you. Bye-bye.